నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయో నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయో ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయో శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 9th క్యాంటర్ చాప్టర్ 10 టెక్స్ట్ 21 రక్షపతి సువర్ణస్తి వీక్ష్య రుష్టో ఆరుయదానకం అథాభి ససార రామం స్వహస్యందనేదుమతి మాతళి నుపనీతే విభ్రాజమానం అహన నిశితై కూరపి సువర్ణస్టింగపేక్షరుష్ట ఆరుహ్య జానకం అథా భీషసార పరామం స్వస్యందని దుమతి మాతళి నోపనీతి విభ్రాజమాన మహాన్న నిశితి కూరప్రి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. దర్ ఆఫ్టర్ వెన్ రావణ ది కింగ్ ఆఫ్ రాక్షసస్ అబ్జర్వ్ దట్ ఇస్ సోల్జర్స్ హడ్ బిన్ లాస్ట్ వాజ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ యాంగ్రీ. Thus he mounted his airplane, which was decorated with flowers, proceeded towards Lord Ramchandra, who sat effulgent chariot brought by Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. Then Ravana struck Lord Ramchandra with sharp arrows. Parvarti Shloka, text 22. Namastangaha purusada purisa jannaha kantasamakhyunga sata prahuta sobatte తప్య ఫలమద్య జుషిత జామి కాళ ఇవ కర్తృలంఘ్య వీర్య. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్రభుపాద. రామచంద్ర సెట్ రావణ, యు ఆర్ ది మోస్ట్ అపోమినేబుల్ ఆఫ్ ది మ్యానిటర్స్. ఇండీడ్ యు ఆర్ లైక్ దర్ స్టూల్. యు రిజెంబుల్ ఏ డాగ్ ఫర్ ఏ For as a dog steals eatables from the kitchen, the absence of the householder, in my absence you kidnap my wife Sita Devi. Therefore as Jamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful and shameless. Today, therefore I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you. Purport by Sri Prabhupada. Narcha daivat param balam. No one can surpass strength of the transcendence. Ravana was so sinful and shameless that he didn't know what the result would be of kidnapping Mother Sita, the pleasure potence of Ramchandra. This is the disqualification of the Rakshasas. Asatyam apratishthamti jagadahur anishwaram. Rakshasas are unaware that the Supreme Lord is the ruler of the creation. They think that everything has come about by chance or accident, and that there is no ruler, king or controller. Therefore the Rakshasas act independently as they like, going even so far as kidnap the goddess of fortune. This policy of Ravana's is extremely dangerous for the metalist. Indeed, it brings ruin to the metalistic civilization. Nonetheless, because atheists are Rakshasas, they dare to do things that are most abominable, and thus they are punished without fail. Religion consists of the orders of the Supreme Lord, and one who carries out these orders is religious. One who fails to carry out the Lord's order is irreligious, and he is to be punished. In this verse, it is said, Lord Ramchandra said to Ravana, you are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like their stool. You resemble a dog. For a dog steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the householder. In my absence, you kidnapped my wife Sita Devi. Therefore, as Jamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you. No, so Daivat Param Balam, no one can surpass the strength of the transcendence. Ravana was so sinful and sinless that he didn't know what the result would be of kidnapping Mother Sita. Pleasure potency of Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra, Ramchandra is Lord, his pleasure potency Sita. What would be the result of kidnapping Mother Sita? He didn't know. This is the disqualification of Rakshasas. Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahuru aniswa. That means Rakshasa. Ravana, Rakshapati, Rakshapati, king of the Rakshasas, wanted to make the Lord without potency. Therefore wants to kidnap his potency. How can one do like that? They don't know. This is the disqualification of Rakshasas. Asatyam pratishtunti jagadahu anishwaram. Rakshasas are unaware that the Supreme Lord is the ruler of creation. They think that everything has come about by chance or accident and that there is no ruler, king or control. Therefore the Rakshasas act independently as they like, going even so far as to kidnap the potency of the Lord. Goddess of Fortune. This policy of Ravana's is extremely dangerous for the materialist. Indeed, it brings ruin to materialistic civilization. Consequence is the ruination. Nonetheless, because atheists are Rakshasas, they dare to do things that are most abominable, and thus they are punished without fail. They need punishment. They deserve. Yes. Punishment. Religion consists of the orders of the Supreme Lord. And one who carries out these orders is religious. One who fails to carry out Lord's orders is irreligious. And he is to be punished. Dharmyam tu sakhyata bhagavad pranitam. Sixth canto Bhagavatam says, Dharmyam tu sakhyata bhagavad pranitam. Navi vidyurusayo napi deva. Na siddha mukhya asura manusya kutanu vidyadhar sanadaya. This principle of dharma is known as Bhagavad Dharma. It's been framed by Bhagavan. It's not framed by any demigod, muni, rishi, vidyadhara, manushya, siddha, or asura. It's not framed by them. Only by Bhagavan. So one who follows these orders is dharmika, is to be protected. One don't follow the principles of dharma framed by Bhagavan, he is to be punished. He is to be punished. So he will be punished by king, the ruler, who is supposed to be the representative of the Lord. Naradeva. Supreme Lord maintains the principles of dharma and representative Supreme Lord. Duty of Supreme Lord is to maintain. That is king's duty. Is really religious, who knows the principle of king, but is representative. But nowadays, the rulers are representative of the people, lok pratinidhi, not representative of the Lord, isn't it? So they don't know the Lord and what are the principles. They make their own principles. That it says, They act whimsically, they make their own principles. Religious consists of order of the Lord. Here it's said. Rakshas are unaware that the Supreme Lord is the ruler of the creation. They think that everything has come about by chance or accident and that there is no ruler, king or controller. Therefore, Rakshas act independently. They act independently as they like. Yes, they like. They don't follow the principles of religion that has been framed by Supreme Lord. The one who fails to carry out the Lord's orders is irreligious and he is to be punished. Jadadai dharmasya glanir bhavati vato vyutthano adharmasya tadatmanu sudamyam paritranaya sadhunam vinashe dusam dharma sthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge Gita says, why Lord descends? When there is rise of irreligion, isn't it? Rise of irreligion. It descends. Those who break the principle of religion, they are atheists, miscreants, dushkrutina. They need to be punished, to kill them, annihilate them. And to protect sadhu, those who follow principles of religion. Sadhu. Dharma sotantra establish again Bhagavad Dharma. That is the reason why Lord descends, isn't it? So Rakshasas, they don't follow the principles of dharma enunciated by the Lord. They make their own principles. So they are Rakshasas, they need to be punished. They think we are the enjoyers. There is no ruler, no king. We are king, we are ruler, we are Lord, and whatever is available is for our enjoyment. But one should understand the jiva cannot be enjoyer. Supreme Lord is the only enjoyer. Whatever you see, find, these are all paraphernalia of Lord's enjoyment. Paraphernalia for Lord's enjoyment, Lord's service. So if you plunder this, the paraphernalia for Lord's pleasure, enjoyment, if you plunder them, then you are a plunderer. Great sinful person, dacoit, robber, isn't it? Understand? Dacoit, robber. So it needs punishment. Punishment. This atheist, the rakshasas, those who think themselves enjoyers, they think this whole world is meant for our enjoyment. They are very much attached to their home and heart. They become grihabrata, thinking I am the enjoyer. So those are grihabratas, very much at home and heart, thinking that perfect. My enjoyment, they think his wife is also an object of enjoyment. Their servants, family members, friends, wealth, everything is meant for my enjoyment. They cannot understand and they are not aware of that. The Supreme Lord is the only enjoyer. It's all meant for his enjoyment. In other words, so these rakshasas, they have not established their relationship with Lord. They are out of that relationship, out of that path. Being detached from the relationship of the Lord, they are moving in this material world. They don't want to tread the path of devotional service. The one who is your well-wisher, Sridham Sarabhutanam, Supreme Lord says, he is the only well-wisher. And those who are sadhu Vaishnavas, they are well-wishers, they know it. So Mahaprabhu came to teach this thing. He sent Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur, go and teach this thing. Go to every doorstep and say, Krishna is the Lord, Krishna is the husband. Husband means Lord. You understand? Savai Pati. Lord is the only husband, isn't it? Yes, Pati. So everybody should accept Krishna as pati, Krishna as husband. Krishna is father, Krishna is mother, Krishna is friend, Krishna is master. Everybody should accept. He is. And whatever you see and find, these are all paraphernalia for Krishna's enjoyment. Everything is related to Krishna. Material relationship is temporary relationship. Do you understand? Eternal relationship we have with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Go and preach this. Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. He sent them to every doorstep. Go to every doorstep and say this thing. Because he is a well-wisher. So atheists, The enjoyer is those one thing that are the enjoyer. The body is the self. It fulfills the demands of the body to give as much enjoyment as one can to the body, isn't it? This is their principle or policy. How do they spend their lifetime, whole time, day and night? Nidraya hyate naktam vivayana svabhaya divacharthaya rajan kutumma bharaniyanava jahapatya kalata adiswatma sanya swasaswapi te sampramatma nidhanam pasyannapi napasyati. Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikrita Maharaj, oh Maharaj, this persons that are not aware of the relationship of Krishna, Supreme Lord, does think themselves the enjoyer. Those who are very much attached to home and heart, they are gromadis. How they spend their time? Nidrayate naktum vibhayana subhaboya. They spend the whole day time how to earn more money, more money, more money, to maintain themselves and maintain their family. Night time they spend either sleeping or enjoying sex. Night time is spent. In this way they spend the time. Though they see that everything is temporary here and subject to destruction, death, annihilation, the body is subject to destruction, they are so-called son, daughter, wife, they are subject to destruction. They say they are dying. Still, they are so mad after this desire of enjoyment. Though they see, they cannot see. Pasyana pina pasyati. So mad. Pramata. Rusabdev's instruction is also there in fifth canto. Loka swayam sreyasi nasta drushtir. Jorthan samyetani kama kama anyanyam bayira sukhali sahitor ananta dukham chana vedamura. These people don't know what is good for them. They face rakshasas. Those who think that they are enjoyers. So many desires for enjoyment they have. They don't know what is good for them, isn't it? They are always thinking of how to enjoy, more enjoyment. To give enjoyment to their senses, they create enmity among themselves, isn't it? Create enmity. And as a result, consequence, they suffer so much. This is their ignorance. Because of this ignorance, they cannot understand this. They cannot understand it. Tat prayasana kartavya tat ayurvaya param natatha vinnata khema mukunda saranamudam. This instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, sadhu mahajan, he says, materialistic persons, making so many materialistic plans, isn't it? How to produce more and more objects of enjoyment, isn't it? So many plans they are making, thereby our economic condition will be better, will earn more money. But Lama says, don't do it. Don't do it. Because it's only wastage of your time and energy. No factual benefit is here. If one can develop Krishna consciousness, really, he'll get happiness. You follow? Peace and bliss. Don't waste your time and energy in this respect of making so many materialistic plans and projects for the development, for economic development. we see it, this metalsy person, day and night, they are toiling so hard, this, but they cannot solve the problems of the life, but don't know what are the problems of the life. They don't know it. Because of this education, they don't know proper education, and they have not been given proper education. This is paramarthika sikhya, what is it? Spiritual education. This is due to like that. So people are covered up with dense darkness of ignorance. They are all in bodily platform life, bodily constitution. They have no knowledge about the soul. What is the need of the soul? They don't know. They know this body and the need of the body, eating, sleeping, defending and mating. They are always engaged in just to fulfill the demands of the body. And the result, consequence is what? Suffering, suffering, more suffering, more suffering, and evolving in the cycle of birth and death. Nothing else. These are Rithis, Rakshasas. You understand? Pashandas. They blasphemy Shastra, they blasphemy Lord, they also speak ill of the Vaishnavas, Bhaktas. They are Pashandas. They need punishment. Punishment. In Kali Yuga, the Pashandas, they are rampant. They won't engage themselves in worship of Lord Hari. Bhagavata, 12th canto says, Kalau na rajan jagatam paranguruṁ Triloka natha natapāda pankajam Rāyena martya bhagavanta chyutam Jakshanti pāsanna vivinna cetasa. Sukadeva Goswami says, Parikita Maharaj, Maharaj, this Kali Yuga, almost all people are pashandas, pashandas. They are completely atheist, they have no knowledge about the Supreme Lord, the ruler, controller of the Lord. Supreme Lord, who is Supreme Guru or Jagat Guru, Bhagavan Hari, you understand, who is worshipped by Jiva Brahma, great personal demigods. These atheists don't know him. And the passionless, completely covered up with ignorance, and Kali Yuga, these people will never engage themselves in worship of Lord Hari. And this passionless, their mentality is mentality, demoniac mentality. They have great pride. You understand? They think themselves the enjoyer, Lord. And they are completely covered up with ignorance. The ignorance is the cause of their pride. Next day, this detrimental to Sanatana Dharma, eternal Dharma, detrimental to Swarup. Such persons, this pride comes in different forms also. Yes. We also see somebody has given up his home, heart, detached from, developed some detachment. Still he has pride. I have given up all these things. It wants to know. Yes. I give up my wife, my children, my home and heart, my property. I have so much property, bank balance, everything I gave up. So this is one sort of pride also, demoniac nature, yes. And those who are opulent persons, much opulent, they are naturally very proud. That devil's pride. They think, oh, I am the Lord, I am the angel, this is all my, you see. Yes, this ten-story skyscraper building, mine. Property mine, land mine, everything mine is, yes. You understand, I am such a great person, enjoy it. This pride. Also, some persons are there who show some mercy to others. Yes, mercy. Many people are dying out of food, so I am opened so many feeding centers. Yes, feeding centers. I've made an arrangement. Daily, 1,000 people will fed. I have done so. So this is right. Huh? I have done so. I have put so many feeding centers. Yes, daily 1,000 people will fed. Who has done so? I have done so. So this is pride. It's all demoniac nature. Pride means demoniac nature. Yes, I am a great charitable person. I give charity to so many organizations. Yes. Huh? This pride. Do you understand? This false ego. Pride means demoniac nature. Dhamma darpa vimanascha krodha parushyam evasa ajnanam chavijata sapartha sampadam. Ah, sorry, Gita says, huh? The pride, arrogance, anger, conceit, ignorance, these are demoniac characteristics. Huh? Vaishnava, tunadati sunicha sadhu, sunadati sunicha. No pride. Lowest of the law. More. Huh? Much humbler than a blade of grass lying in the street. More in simple act than a blade of grass lying in the street. Where is pride? So this proud person, they are rakshasas, pasan. They need punishment, danda. Those who don't follow the principles of Bhagavata Dharma, Sauta Pata Virus. They never hear, they never come under the hearing process, can't cut things. Mental speculations. They are personal. They have no faith. The Supreme Lord and His holy name. They commit Namaparad, Dhamaparad. They commit Vaishnavaparad. Do you understand? They are all demons. They are all personals. They never listen to Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas. They are all personals. They all need punishment. They all need punishment. This verse says, why Ramsan says, why I'll punish you? Because you are a stool. You have done so. A dog steals eatables in the absence of from the kitchen. In the absence of household, you stole my wife in my absence. You need punishment. Bhagavatam, 10th canto says this thing. Nunam nana madannabdha santing nitsanta sadhara tesanghi rasamudandaha pasunam lagudutha. You said. How can you control an animal? Whipping, prahar, stick, isn't it? If stick, you stick, then animal will obey you, isn't it? Because animal, pasu, you understand? Without laguda, without stick, you cannot control them. You cannot make him obedient to you. Similarly, pasunam laguda tatha. So these pasundas, they need whipping. They are like animals. And those are so puffed up, proud because of their material wealth. Material is going on. They are like animals, durjana, rakshasas, pasundis. They need punishment. They need whipping as the animals need. If you whip the animal will be peaceful. Similarly, this person needs punishment, then they will be peaceful. Otherwise, you cannot bring them to the peace. But you know, Thakur, he was magistrate, ruler. So he inflicted punishment on a Pasundi, Visikeshana. And Visikeshana was there. Pasundi was declaring that, I am Lord. Why you are offering worship to wooden, what is that? Wooden lords. Jagannath made up of wood. Is he Lord? I am Lord. I am living Lord. Why are you offering worship to wooden lord in Pasundi? Do you understand? It's a great offender. You follow? A great offender. In Pasundi. Who is Pasundi? Who? Don't accept Shastra. Do you understand? Accept the instruction, sadhu, shastra. Guru is Pasundi. Dhamma, അപരാധി നാമാപരാധി ഭഗവത് അപരാധി ഭഗവാൻ ഐഡോൾ വർഷ ഐഡോൾസ് മനുഷ്യ പാസ് യെസ് ആൻഡ് ഭക്തി വിനോദ് ഠാക്കൂർ വൈഷ്ണവ് ആചാര്യ നോ അറ്റ് ദി സെയിം ടൈം ഹി വാസ് എ മജിസ്ട്രേറ്റ് റൂലർ He was creating such disturbance in society once he declared, I am Lord, today I will do Ras Jatra. So, all right, those who are young maidens, they will become gopis and become Krishna, come forward. I will do Ras Jatra. So like that. Many women came. So there was disturbance in society. There was this English administration in India at that time. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the magistrate or governor, the lord. Yes, viceroy, huh? Sent messages, all right, you Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you see, Kedarnath Dutt, you see what is this going on. Immediately he understood this is a Paasandi, who says the Lord Jagannath couldn't dull, is a Paasandi. He needs danda. He needs danda. Punishment. The Bala. He needs punishment. So he should order to the police officer, you go, arrest him, put him into jail. But he has a great yogi. He knows this. What do you say? Kimya? Mystic. Mysticism. He knows some mysticism. Do you understand? He knows some mysticism. And the police officers came, entered into his compound, entered into the gate, he played such mysticism, their head reels, they all fell down. Then he could, no, he's Bhagavan, we cannot put handcuff, arrest. Yes. As soon as we enter into his compound, our all hit. Reels, we all fall down. What? Is a Paasandi? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a Paasandi, great Paasandi, great offender, who says, Bhagavan, we dull. How to say? Come with me. So he himself came chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then his mysticism cannot work. My chanting, Hare Krishna. Then when they came, Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting Hare Krishna, mysticism fell. Put handcuff, put him in the jail. So he put him in the jail. Do you understand? He put him in the jail. So at night, so he created again mysticism. All his children have diarrhea. Passing, vomiting, passing loose stool. So his Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife cried, Oh, my children will die. He's Bhagavan, release him, release him. Bah! You silly nonsense, you man. He's great Paasandi, Bhagavan. Oh, my children are dying now. Are Baba, he is a yogi yet, some mysticism. Chant Hare Krishna, everything will be okay. Whole night they, husband and wife chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, in the morning, all children are okay, finished. You understand? He knows. But these persons nowadays, they don't know this thing. You follow? There's no punishment there. How can you bring peace and bliss in the society? And that fellow, that Paasandi, life sentence, whole life spent in jail. Suffered, he died there. Before death, he said, please call that magistrate. I want to see him. You understand? I want to see him. He has done good to me. He has crushed my pride, he put me in the jail. I can understand what aparap I have committed. You understand? He expressed this thing at the time of death. Yes. This is a real administrator, king, ruler, who knows the principles of dharma. Don't know, how can he rule? He cannot. Cannot rule. So those who want to see Lord with their own senses, eyes, they are, let's say, materialistic person. They want to see Lord with their own eyes. Huh? If you can see, then I'll believe it. I cannot see anything. Have you seen? When we say about Lord, they come for, have you seen Lord? Have you seen Him? Huh? If you say yes, can you show me? Then next question they say, can you show me? Then I'll believe, isn't it? Because they have no belief in Lord, you see. Asatyam apatishtam te jagadahuru aniswaram. No Ishwara. They say there is no Ishwara. No Ishwara, aniswara. The Rakshas are unaware of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is ruler of the creation. They think that everything has come about by chance or accident. There is no ruler, king or control, they say. Yes. Rakshasas, personages. If you speak about Lord, have you seen Him? You say, yes, can you show me? Then I'll believe. Otherwise I won't believe. Huh? They are such atheists. It we say adhyukika. Those want to see Lord with their own senses. But Lord cannot be perceived through their own defective senses. Huh? And this is going on now. And we have become slave to them. We don't want to be servant of Vaishnavas. We don't want to be punished by the Vaishnava sadhus. We want to be servant of these rascals and to be punished by them. Unfortunate. They think that we are improving. We are improving. Making advancement. They don't know they are gliding down, 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 down to the earth. They don't know it. So unfortunate. No right intelligence, good intelligence, because we are, what to say, captured by this atheism, developed this materialistic ideas. And we are very proud of our own senses and think and desire to see the Lord or the ruler, controller of the world through our own senses. This is a sort of disease. You say materialism is a sort of disease. We are affected with disease. How can we cure of this disease? Who is the doctor for that? Sadhu Guru, Vaishnava is a doctor for this disease. Do you understand? He has medicine with him. But we don't want to accept such doctor, Sadhu Guru, and don't want to be cured by them. That means we don't want to be punished by them. To be punished by them. That is what. And we are so puffed up proud that we, I am great, I am great, I am the ruler, I am the enjoyer. Yes, I know. Who knows better than I know the best. Such pride is there. Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, they know the supreme truth, that preaching about truth, they are trying to establish truth, do you understand? Once Prabhupada said, what are you doing? I am establishing truth, isn't it? What is truth? They don't know. The supreme truth. Tattvadarshi. Knower of the truth, seer of the truth. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnana jnanina tattvadarshina. Is Tattvadarshi is the seer of the truth, isn't it? The seer of the truth and knower of the truth. So we are preaching about truth and we are trying to establish the truth. So when someone tries to establish truth, you'll find from many sides so much falsehood will come to suppress the truth. Yes, in a violent form they will come and to suppress the truth. That's a fact. That's a fact. But it's not easy to suppress the truth. No. Those who want to suppress the truth and become, those who become determined to suppress the truth, they take help of the falsehood. Isn't it? Falsehood, huh? Yes. And as a result, what happens to them? At last, in the long run, they are all destroyed by kala, time factor, time factor. Kala asmi loka khyaka buddha. 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna saw the universal form, that gigantic form, fearful form, Arjuna cannot see where is its beginning, where is the middle, what is the end. He became terrified, afraid. Then asked, Kabhavanugra-rupo? Who are you? Gigantic form, such fearful form, who are you? What answer Lord gave? Kala-smi-loka-kya. I am Kala. And the time factor to come to destroy everything, isn't it? Time factor destroys everything. In course of time, everything is destroyed. And these people are destroyed in, like time factor. Because they take to falsehood to suppress the truth. You follow? Maiko jagat material world. Illusory energy. It covers up the truth. It creates so many impediments, obstacles in the path of truth, isn't it? Establishment of truth. So when someone tries to establish truth, all directions, so much falsehood comes to suppress the truth. That's a fact. And this is God's will, Lord's will. Yes, this is Lord's will. You follow? Pushkaraka, this is Lord's will. Because he is trying to establish truth. So many violent form comes to suppress the truth. All falsehood. This is Lord's will. Why? Because if there would not happen the rise of this opposite element, how the real truth will be established? If there would not have been darkness, how the glorification of the light will be felt? Understand me? This is the reason, yes. Therefore, two opposites are here. Light is there and darkness is there. If there would not have been darkness, nobody can feel the glory of the light. So, when there is no falsehood, how can the glory of the truth will be felt? That is why this is Lord's will. When someone tries to establish truth, you see, in very violent forms, so many ways, in so many forms, the falsehood comes to suppress the truth. That is what you should understand. Otherwise, this is the opposite element of works. It is Lord's will, otherwise the truth cannot be recognized, established, and victory will never come to the side of truth. That is why you should understand. And this is going on. This is going on in this material world. In material world, people, all people, the conditioned souls, all in bodily conception of life, they are all, those who are thinking, they enjoyers, they are all rakshasas. You understand? Yes, I will speak another thing here in this respect. Lord Ram, Lord Ram killed, here Lord Ram said, why he will inflict punishment on Ravana? He said this thing. Lord Ram also killed Bali, king of the monkeys. He is very also, he was very powerful, even more powerful than Ravana. Yes, Bali was more powerful than Ravana. Yes, yes. He killed Bali. But he didn't kill Ram, didn't kill Bali. So fighting face to face now. Lord Ram hid himself behind a tree, shot arrow and killed Bali. When Bali was killed, his wife Tara came and chastised Ram. Chastised, vehemently chastised Ram. And asked so many questions. Is it heroism? Is it heroism that killed my husband? Hiding yourself behind a tree? Why didn't you come forward to the face of my husband and fight and kill? That is Kshatriya Dharma. So many questions she asked. Why? What fault? What? Had he done anything wrong to you? Why did you kill my husband? So many. Is it Kshatriya Dharma? Are you Kshatriya? So many questions she asked. And chastised vehemently. Lord Ram gave perfect answers. Lord Ram said, you see, your husband, as he says here to Ravana, you are the most abominable man-eaters of the man-eaters. You are like, indeed you are like their stool. You resemble a dog. For as dog steals a table from kitchen, the absence of the householder, in my absence you cannot know my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore as Jamaraj punishes one, I shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful, shameless today. Therefore I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you. He gave the same answer. Your husband, most sinful person. Most sinful person, do you understand? What he had done? He kept the wife of his younger brother to enjoy her as his own wife. What dharma it is? It dharma? It's adharma, irreligious. It's contrary to Bhagavata dharma. You understand? The principle dharma laid down by Bhagavan. Violated it and did such most sinful activity. Immoral person. He needs punishment. Deserves punishment. Yes. And Sugriva is my friend. Bali's younger brother Sugriva is my friend. You understand? This Ramchandra was ideal friend. So this is my duty to help my friend. The enemy of my friend is my enemy. Is my enemy. Yes. Is my enemy. And this is my duty as king, as Kshatriya, as a ruler, to inflict punishment, rather to kill such sinful persons. Yes. And Bali had gotten boon that nobody can conquer him or kill him fighting face to face. He had gotten that boon. So Lord Ram hid behind a tree and asked Sugriva, you go and fight. You understand? You call for fighting. You go on fighting, I'll hit, I'll shoot arrow and kill him. Ram did that thing. Fighting was going on between Bali and Sugriva. Lord Ram killed. You understand? Because he had gotten that boon, that nobody can kill him fighting with him face to face. So Lord Ram did it. So this is his Lord, he knows, and he is the ruler. And his duty, and he is also Kshatriya, ideal king and Kshatriya. His duty is to punish such sinful persons, pass on this. They deserve punishment. This material world, all conditions, all soul, they are all covered up with ignorance, all in bodily conditions of life and platform of body. They know the body, they know the body itself, and bodily enjoyment, happiness, sense enjoyment is the goal of her life. So they are always engaged how to produce more and more objects of enjoyment. It is going on. Yes. They want to plunder. the whole material nature. Yes. They are trying to lord it over and enjoy material later. We are enjoyers. We are Lord. Isn't it? Supreme Lord is the only Lord and enjoyer that are known to it. So, these athes, rakshasas, demons, those are covered up with ignorance. They are now trying to plunder the material nature, to become Lord, to lord it over and enjoy. This is demoniac mentality. And this is offensive mentality, because Krishna is the only enjoyer. Jiva Surupa Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das. They don't know what their own Surup is, the eternal servant of Krishna. So Jiva cannot become enjoyer. Jiva is not enjoyer, cannot become enjoyer. Jiva is to be enjoyed. If this thing will go on, the mentality of enjoyment goes on, and this attempt to plunder the material nature goes on, what will be consequence? Consequence is destruction. What is the consequence? Where they are going? They don't know. Such ignorance. These karmis, materialistic person, they think, those who can produce more and more objects of enjoyment, they are great persons. They become Mahatmas. Yes. They get Nobel Puraskar Award. Yes. Nobel Award, they get it. Yes. But they don't know that heading towards destruction, they don't know it. The more we are making arrangements for this enjoyment, more we are heading towards destruction and more away from peacefulness. You cannot get peace and bliss at all. And the leaders, those who are making materialistic plans for the better enjoyment and more enjoyment, what they are doing? The misleading people, they are leading people to the goal of destruction, not for the attainment of real peace and bliss. Yes. But such people are awarded a Nobel Prize nowadays, and they are applauded. Yes. And so Vaishnavas and sadhus, they are condemned. Oh, parasites. These people are parasites, parasites. Great. They are parasites. Society, great burden on the society. Yes, not doing anything, not producing anything, just eating, sleeping. They are parasites. They are condemned. Yes, isn't it? But you should understand, in material nature, everything is there, what is needed for you. Little to maintain your body, you see. It's not so difficult affair. Some little things, what is bare necessity, just call it bare necessity. No need of toiling so hard day and night like us. No need. People are toiling hard like an ass, ignorant fools, and collecting more than their necessity and trying to hoard it. Therefore they create deficit. So everywhere so this is felt, deficit, kardabhava, food deficit, no food, people are dying. Out of food. What is it? Why such thing? Mother Nature, so much is there in Mother Nature. Why deficit? Because you try to learn her, and enjoy her. And to hoard it, her future. Thereby creating deficiency. These asuras, rakshasas, they are mad after this enjoyment. They are great burden on Mother Earth. Do you understand? They are great burden on Mother Earth. Mother Earth gives production. You follow? But when this thing takes place, Mother Earth never gives production. She hides the seeds in her, isn't it? In Bhagavatam, you'll find it. During time of Vena Raja, King Vena, he was a theist. He stopped all Jagya Karma. So all plunderers, the cats, they read their head in the society. They plundered. So citizens were harassed. They follow. They had very, very... they suffered so much. Then after that, Prithu was the king. He established dharma. He introduced again Jagya Karma. Still there was no sufficient production. People faced insufficiency of food. There was starvation, so they told the king, Prithu, we are starving, no food stop. Why? Why don't Mother Earth eat? Why all citizens are doing the Jagya Karma? Mother Earth is getting her share in Jagya. Why not giving? So, Prithu Maharaj took up his bow and arrow and pierced her. Mother Earth, out of fear, took the form of a cow. Because nobody will kill cow. You understand? Still, Prithu Maharaj, still I kill you. I am not afraid of killing you. If you take the form of cow, why are you not giving food to my citizens? The follow. And then she replied. What she said, it is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why there is, in spite of all the scientific methods, how to produce more, grow more food? This is their motto. Still there is food deficit. Why? The reason is here. This Mother Earth says, why I am not giving production? Mother Earth says this thing. Apalita na drudaso bhavad vir lokapalaki chori bhute atha lokayam jagyarthya grasam oshadhi. Fourth canto, Bhagavata, 18th chapter, 7th verse says, Mother Earth says, oh, my dear king, this atheist, eating the food grains I am producing, becoming more and more rascals, plunderers, yes, and those are rulers, they are not inflicting punishment on them. And these atheists are not taking care of me. I am neglected. Yes. The rulers, not inflicting punishment on them. The unknown, the food grains I produce is meant for Jagya Karma, isn't it? But they are not doing Jagya Karma. They are always eating for sense gratification. Enjoy, utilizing it for their own sense gratification and becoming more and more plunderers, thieves. Yes. Using it for their own sense gratification, but my production is meant for Jagya Karma. Therefore, I am not giving production. I am hiding the seed in me. I am not giving. This is the reason why there is no production. In spite of all scientific method, applying all scientific method, I have to produce more food, grow more food. From small plot of land, how more food will be produced. Why it is not so? This is the reason. This is Bhagavatam. You understand? Because that production is meant, what Mother Earth gives is meant for Jagya Karma. But if you are not engaged in Jagya Karma, then you will become Aksura, Rakshas. You are engaged in giving pleasure to your own senses, not giving pleasure to Jagyapati Vishnu. So Mother Earth will never give there will be no production. That has happened. This is the reason why there is deficit of food. Though so many scientific methods are invented and the scientists are engaged in this, their research work, the laboratories, how more production is there in a year from one piece of land, 3 to 4 times still production will be there, so much influence. Still there is deficit. Why? This is the reason. There is one story also. And also, more you give enjoyment to your senses, they will demand more. They will never be satisfied. Jagat Maharaj says, na jatu kama kama nanko bhogina sammyati havisa akrusam vartim puya bhavi vartate. If you pour ghee into the blazing fire, it will never be extinguished. Rather, it will become more blessed, more pleasant. Give me more, more, more. Similarly, the more you give enjoyment to your senses, they will never be satisfied. Rather demand, give more, give more, give more, yes. Pushkarakya, yes. Give more, give more, give more, yes, yes. Isn't it? That is what. Rusigyana, Rusigyesa, Sevana, engage your senses in the service of Rusigyas. Then they will be satisfied. Otherwise, you are not engaging your senses in the service of Rusigyas. Rather, you are engaging your senses to get more and more objects of enjoyment. So demanding more, they will never be satisfied. So how to expect peace and bliss if you adopt this process? This here it says, this policy of Ravana. This policy of Ravana is extremely dangerous for the materialist. Indeed, it brings ruin to materialistic civilization. Yes, indeed. Nonetheless, because the thieves are accursed, they dare to do things that are most abominable, and thus they are punished without parole. They deserve punishment. Even they dare to kidnap the energy of the Lord. They try to, make the Lord without energy. How can they do so? How will it be? Will it be possible? Lord will be without energy. And Ravana tried that. Tried to do that thing. So it deserves punishment. That's what I'm saying. It deserves punishment. You such a rascal, sinful person, more dishonest, abominable activity, like a dog who steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the housemaster. You kidnapped my wife in my absence. I must learn the punishment. I deserve it. You follow. There is one story, a story written by Leo Tolstoy, famous writer of Russia, who had been awarded Nobel Prize, yes, in literature. You know that? A grain as big as a hen's egg, that story, title of the story. Grain as big as a hen's egg. We are reading it in our university course. Some boys were playing, you understand? They found they are playing in a river bed, sand are there. So they found a very wonderful thing. Looked like a hen's egg, but not a hen's egg. You understand? So one person was passing that by. He saw such a wonderful thing. So there was rule that any wonderful thing will be found out will be given to the king. So he took it and gave it to the king. King could not think of what is this, very wonderful. Looks like a grain, but it's so big like a hen's egg. But not a hen's egg, what is this? So he called his pandits. He has pandits in his court, those were shastra. They can advise. All right, you take it, examine it, report me within 7 days what is this. I want to know. You cannot, then heads will be chopped up. King ordered. The pandits to examine and turned over the pages of the shastra, couldn't find anything. No mention like this. What is this wonderful thing? They were Think all I, what shall I do? What answer will give? Our heads will be subbed up, cup cut off. King will cut off our head. Oh Lord, please protect us. Crying with the Lord. One hen came, that thing was placed on this window, platform. One hen came, put a beak on it. Some portion was broken. Then, oh, it is a grain. Then found it's good. No, oh, it's a grain. Now it's broken, then you know, could understand the grain. Then they went to the king's court, said, reported, oh Lord, it is grain. It's a grain. Such big grain. As big as a hen's egg. Now tell me, when such, what was the time? Which sense, what century it was being produced? And then which plot of land? Just report it now. Otherwise your head will be cut off. King said, this is my law. This is a grain. We are pundits. We are not concerned with this cultivation and production of grains. Only farmers can say. Only farmers can say. They know it. So you may please ask the oldest farmer available in your kingdom. He can say it. It was convincing, yes. The king could not, all right, it's convincing. Pandits, we know Shastra. We don't know anything. This is a farmer's business, they can say. Find out the oldest farmer available in your kingdom. So he sent his men, find out the oldest one. So they found out the oldest one, very, very old, some 100 years old or something. Very old, couldn't see very well, couldn't hear very well. Then some hip is bent, couldn't move, two crutches. And with two crutches, help of two men, very difficult to move. His whole skin was so loose. Yes, very loose. Bones were inside. Tuck, 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 tuck. Producing the sound. So, with the help of two crosses, two men, he was brought to the court. Oldest farmer. The king showed him a light. This is a grain. Where are you producing this type of grain in your time? He just told it, all right. No, Lord, we are not producing such grain during our lifetime. You may ask my father, Your father? Is he surviving? Oh, yes, surviving. He may say, where is he? He said, someplace, he is staying there. So kings and men brought him. But he was much stronger than his son, father was. Then said, he used only one crutch. One was using two crutches. He used only one crutch. Then said, his eyesight is something better, hearing is something better. He has not lost his teeth, some teeth were there. Do you understand? So he came. The king showed him a light. During your lifetime, were you producing this grain? He examined, said, no, no, sir, we are not producing. You may ask my father, sir. Your father? Is he surviving? Oh, yes, he is surviving. Where is he? Same place, he is staying in that place. He may say. So king's men went there and brought him. He was very strong and stout, looks young. All teeth are intact. Eyesight is very nice, hearing is very nice. His hip is not bent. He's like a young man. He can himself. No need of crosses, no need of men, nothing. So the king showed him, yes, we are producing this sort of grain during our lifetime. You are producing. Oh yes, we are producing. And we have eaten that grain, so I am so strong now. See, my son, my grandson. What are doing? What sort of food grains are produced now? It's all poisonous, all poisonous. In name of manuring, they put all poison, poisons, isn't it? Food became poisonous. Yes. And you are eating poisonous grain, then becoming old. Untimed old age, untimed day. Yes. Young boys, they need specs. They are old men, cannot see. Specs are needed. Young boys, yes. Their hair become gray. Young boys, gray hair. So, no black hair. What is this? Because poisons. They become rickety, rickety. Huh? Because poison food. Mother's breast, eating that grain is full of poison. So, sucking to that mother's breast become rickety. It is the consequence. That means destruction. Huh? It is the consequence. We are eating such, we are producing such grain, so strong we are. Then it's all right. You are producing during your time this sort of grain. Now, can you show me the plot of land from where you are producing? And the next question being asked. And that person said, what is that? During our time there is no individual ownership. No, everything belongs to the Lord. That is this, you see. Isavasu idam sarvam. Upanishad says, Isavasu idam sarvam. Everything belongs to the Lord. Yes, Lord is the creator, Lord is the owner, Lord is the ruler, Lord is the enjoyer, Lord is the master. It's everything belongs to Lord. Nothing belongs to us. But you know, Thakurmal, no, Amar Valde Prabhu are Kishuna. There's nothing that I can say mine. Everything is Lord's. So, such is there. How can I say that this is my plot of land? No, nothing is there. During our time, no individual ownership is lost. Those are farmers, cultivators. They can cultivate any amount of land according to their capacity. That's the farmer's business, produce food, give it to the society. And what is their necessity? They will get things in exchange of this food. There's no money system, monetary system. The medium of exchange is money. That was not there. Do you understand? In this way. And we have belief in the Lord. We are not a fish. We believe in Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord. Yes. So, no individual ownership. He said like that. Do you understand? That means we are not engaged in his materialistic and the sense gratification. Believers of the Lord. Lord is the owner, Lord is the position, Lord is the master, Lord is the creator, Lord is the controller. We are all controlled by Lord, we all belong to Lord. Everything belongs to Lord, it is all meant for His enjoyment. Yes, we are not enjoyers, we don't use anything for our enjoyment. We offer everything to Lord and get that prasad. What Lord gives, prasad, mercy, that's meant for us. So what is Vedic teaching, He has put in His writing Leo's Tolstoy and is really a person who deserves a Nobel Prize, isn't it? But nowadays you never find such thing. One who can produce more and more these objects of enjoyment, he will be awarded a Nobel Prize. Yes, it's great. The contrarians, the country that makes this more materialistic advancement. Scientific research, scientists are there creating so many things, how to get more and more objects of enjoyment, producing objects of enjoyment, known as advanced country, civilized country, yes, very civilized country, advanced country, yes. Yes, India is poor, 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 no production, nothing, America. Russia, rich country, oh, so much sufficient, more than sufficient. Good stuff. They are throwing in the sea. What to do? All right, poor country, give them, feed them, feed them, feeding the poor. Huh? But what happens to them? All blind men, no eyesight, groping in the darkness. Yeah? Isn't it? Groping in the darkness. Enjoyer, 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 enjoyer. Then what happens? Committing suicide. No peace, no peace. Oh. Committing suicide. What is it? What statistics says? In 1 hour, how many people are committing suicide? Huh? Isn't it? The statistics come 1 hour. 1 hour some thousands are committing suicide. What is so, Baba? Human birth, human life, rarely achieved birth. Huh? Because in this birth you'll get Lord. You can understand the Lord, you can get Lord and go back home, back to Godhead. Why are you committing suicide? No peace, no bliss. So much you have, huh? Dog civilization. The words of my guru is dog civilization. Yes, dog knows the body and bodily requirement. Ah, you are dogs. Only bodily requirement. Eating, sleeping, depending, mating, running after there. Toiling hard. Nothing else. You are dogs. No better than dogs and dogs. Dog civilization, isn't it? The dog enjoys sex seamlessly in the national highway. Broad daylight. And you are doing the same. Yes. You are doing the same, isn't it? Seamlessly. Because that is our civilization. Yes. In the West it goes on the name of civilization. Huh? Yes. This is a biological need. Yes, biological need. Scientists said, medical said, yes, biological need. Need. Get it. Do it. Huh? This is law. Law in that country. Yes, isn't it? Yes, dog runs with four legs, you are run with four legs. Cars, grr, 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 grr. Yes, it's four legs, animal. Without tail and without fur. Putsabhishana, you know, two-legged animals. Not human civilization, it's dog civilization, nothing else. Running after this, sense gratification, sense enjoyment, thinking yourself the enjoyers, masters. Such ignorance, blind persons, don't know heading towards, you are heading towards ruination, destruction, you don't know it, and saying, oh, we are making advancement, civilization, making advancement, gliding down towards the hell, ruination, don't know it. Such thing is going on. This person doesn't know this thing and creating such havoc in the society, thinking themselves, they are passionless, they are rakshasas. Rakshasas, they don't know. The only enjoyer is the Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord. We are all servants of the Lord. Lord is the only master. The only business is to render loving service to the Lord and utilize everything for his enjoyment. His service, then whole society will be peaceful and blissful. Otherwise, there is no peace and bliss. That Prabhupada says, these atheists, these are cheaters. They are only cheating the world to expose the cheaters. This Bhagavata should be propagated. So. Tadbhaga visargo dhamataga viplavo. I must admit, he says, this Bhagavatam, still I am hopeful of its good reception by the thinkers and leaders of society on the strength of the following statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tadbhaga visargo dhamataga viplavo jasmin prati shlokam avadvati api namani antasya dasokintani jat sunanti gayanti gunanti sara. On the other hand, the literature is full with descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, pastimes, the unlimited Supreme Lord, transcendental creation, meant to bring about a revolution. An impious sinful life, impious life, misdirected civilization. Such tons of literatures, even though regularly composed with heart, song, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So this preaching of this Bhagavatam is needed. Then it will bring out the delusion in this materialistic society. Those who think themselves enjoyers, cheaters, they are cheaters. Then the cheaters will be exposed. Cheaters will be exposed. Yes, those cheaters. Then praise God. Understand what Bhagavad says. Teaching of Bhagavata and propagate it. Bring a revolution in the society of materialistic. Materialistic society enjoyers. And then there will be real peace and bliss. You understand? A revolution is required. The cheaters should be exposed. Yes, cheaters, cheating, cheating, cheating. Not speaking the truth at all. Yes. Understand? Thank you. Rupaji Maharaj ki jai, Samvita Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Yes. Ramchandra say, dog steals the food from the kitchen when the house master is upset. You did same thing. He stole my wife in my absence. The dog. No, the stool of a dog. You are the stool of a dog. It's such abominable activities. You say, such abominable activity, such sinful activity. Offensive. Need sharp punishment, yes. What sort of life you are leading? Life of dog and horse, isn't it? Why are you not leading the life of dogs and hogs? Yes. Life of sense gratification, leading life of dogs and hogs, yes. Shamelessly, dog enjoys sex on the street. And you are doing the same thing, shamelessly, yes. This is the object of enjoyment. I am enjoyed, I'll enjoy, I like. Dogs lie. Dog, some of us do in any nasty place. But you are doing a nice compartment, is it? Deluxe edition. Guru Maharaj said, deluxe edition. Deluxe edition of animal life. This is rough. And you are deluxe edition, like deluxe car. Very comfortable. Deluxe edition. Yes. The more you give enjoyment to your senses, the more they demand. They will not be satisfied at all. The more you are engaged in this activity, sense enjoyment, the more you will suffer. The more you will suffer. And your bondage, little bondage, become much tighter.
They did one time a survey somewhere what people would like to be in their next life.
Dog and horse.
And they had to choose. People had to choose what they would like to be. And
statistics have been taken in the West. Asked. Most people say, what next life I want? I want to be a dog.
Or cat, yeah.
They say, yes, statistics came. Because dogs are taken care so much. They move in the care, car. Yes, they sleep in the same bed with the owner. Life insurance has been done for them. Doctors are there, so much care. Nobody takes care of us, the dog is taken care of. So I'll become a dog next life.
Yeah.
Yes.
They go to work and they see the dog laying nicely sleeping. They say, oh, he's sleeping, I have to work so hard, he's sleeping so nicely.
You sleep nice arrangement for dog is there, and owner works hard for dog, not for bird. He's working for dog. So, then this question asked, what life you prefer? Next life? It's dog. I want to be a dog. Yes, very nice life, isn't it? Soumya, you want to be a dog? Soumya wants to be...
Only at your feet.
Soumya wants to be a dog. Enjoy.
The might become a dog in India. It's different. It's stones.
Yeah, street dogs, lottery. Beating, setting stones. Sorry. Trying to be empty. Let's summon them. Bye, bye, bye. Western dog means very comfortable life.
Nice option.
Yes, more comfortable life.
Do you have a funeral now for the dogs? They have funeral places and the people
everything,
go.
Everything, dog for everything. They have done everything for dogs.
Cemetery. Dog cemetery.
Cemetery.
Yes.
Some people actually say if you spell dog backwards, it spells God.
Dog, D-O-G, then
G-O-D.